As Henry County celebrates America's 250th birthday in 2026, a piece of the county's own history has been brought back into the light. Last week, with the help of Wilbert Vault Works of Burlington, volunteers carefully unearthed the Henry County Bicentennial Time Capsule, which had been buried nearly 50 years ago during the nation's bicentennial celebration in 1976. The capsule was created as a way for residents to preserve a snapshot of everyday life in Henry County for future generations to discover the nation's semi-quintennial celebration. Here's a clip exhuming the vault last week.
And the vault has been lifted up out of the ground. So now we are looking at a vault. It is 6 foot, 3 foot tall, 2.5 feet tall, big, full-size vault buried 50 years ago here. They are now trying to lift the lid up off of the vault. There is a group of volunteers here, Paul Katzian, along with some people from the Mount Pleasant Historic Preservation Commission and the Henry County Heritage Trust, both here to witness this event. And here it is. The lid of the vault is off and the contents are pristine, as we can see here, perfectly preserved for this event. A little bit of dirt inside, a little damp, but it looks perfect. Wow. And it is full to the brim of things. And this will take a little while for them, I'm sure, to go through these contents.
The idea of the 1976 time capsule grew out of the work of the Henry County Bicentennial Commission, which was organized in 1973 and spent 3 years planning local celebrations for America's 200th birthday. Under the leadership of County Chairwoman Helen Verdon, Henry County became the first county in the nation to receive the designation of a bicentennial county on October 27, 1973. During those 3 years, every school in the county earned bicentennial school status. 12 communities received bicentennial community recognition. Iowa Wesleyan College was named a bicentennial college, and KILJ Radio became Iowa's first designated bicentennial radio station because of its extensive coverage of the county bicentennial activities. The time capsule itself was dedicated during a ceremony on November 11, 1976. It was presented as a gift from Weir Cookus Funeral Home, which is now the Kimsey Funeral Home, and it was filled with contributions from citizens, businesses, churches, schools, and organizations throughout Henry County. The capsule was dedicated to Helen Verdon in recognition for her leadership during the county's bicentennial efforts. Opening the capsule yesterday revealed a fascinating collection of items that captured what life looked like in Henry County during the mid-1970s.
Here are the few things that struck me as I began to see what was pulled out of the vault. They're more than just objects. They become a trigger for a lot of memories. One of the items that you're going to see is a telephone. Well, for most of us, we recognize a telephone with a turning dial in the middle and a cord on it. But for decades of our lives, it was just an object. It was nothing spectacular. But today, to us, it becomes more than just an object. It becomes a trigger and a gateway into lots of memories about the friend that you wanted to call the least because they had a lot of zeros in their name. And if you don't understand what I'm talking about, ask some gray-haired person next to you. It just took a long time for that zero to circle back. It becomes a gateway. They are more than just objects to us. The other thing that strikes me, as a 60-year-old man, I look at it and I say, 50 years isn't that long. We look at a lot of those objects and we say, I remember using that. I remember, some of you might remember as a grade school child, coloring a page that you'll see displayed in the library over the next few weeks. 50 years is not that long ago, and so we're going to be able to leave some of those memories for them. What they really did for us was to tell us their story of 1976. And what I found interesting is I just glanced over the few items that were there. It's not just the story of a 60-year-old man who's contemplating what retirement is going to be like. It's not just the story of a teenager who, included maybe a catalog. And I don't know if there were items circled in the JCPenney catalog that you're going to see in a little bit. It was a story of many people, some grade school children. You'll see next week their pages displayed in the library. It was everybody's story. And they told us the story of all ages and all experiences. For some of us, we're experiencing 2026, and we see it with great prosperity, great hope for the future. for some of us, we might be struggling more than ever before. And so I feel like the burden on us here in 2026 is to, in a concrete vault, tell our story. We need to tell our story to 2076. We let them know that we are a very diverse people, that we are experiencing Mount Pleasant. We are experiencing these United States in a lot of very different ways. So we need to find a way to tell that story. Some of you standing here are business owners. Some of you are members of different civic organizations, maybe a member of a church. And we want to give you that opportunity over these next 4 or 5 weeks to be able to add to that story and give 2076 an idea of what it was like to live in beautiful Mount Pleasant, Iowa in 2026.
Among the first items placed inside were three flags that had flown over Mount Pleasant's July 4th, 1976 celebrations: the American flag, the Iowa flag, and the official bicentennial flag. Inside were everyday objects, including a city parking meter, where 12 minutes was just a penny, a Motorola two-way radio, a princess-style telephone, glass pop bottles, phonograph records, and even a small styrofoam cup. The capsule also preserved local history through copies of area newspapers, including the Mount Pleasant News, Winfield Beacon, the New London Journal, along with a 1976 telephone directory and a Mount Pleasant City directory. Several local institutions contributed memorabilia. Midwest Old Threshers provided brochures, cookbooks, postcards, buttons, and promotional literature, while Iowa Wesleyan College included its 1976-77 yearbook, school catalog, brochures, and football and basketball schedules. Organizations from across the county documented their work through histories, yearbooks, and publications. Contributions came from groups including the Avenue of Flags, Women's Club, Questers, Business Professional Women, Kiwanis, Lions Club, the Masons, the VFW and American Legion Auxiliaries, Sweet Adelines, and many others. Local businesses also left their mark. Hy-Vee donated a bag of groceries containing products like cake mix, Jell-O, and Pringles. White's floor covering included samples of tile and carpet, while Martha Brown LTD, Seifert's, Sears, Montgomery Ward, JCPenney's, Stats, and numerous other businesses contributed items representing commerce in Henry County in the 1970s. Churches throughout the county contributed Bibles, hymnals, membership lists, and congregational histories, including St. Alphonsus, St. Michael's, First Presbyterian, First United Methodist, Rome Baptist, Congregational Universalist, and Faith Lutheran. Schools filled the capsule with textbooks, student artwork, class lists, photographs, letters written by students, and other classroom memorabilia. Contributions came from Manning, Van Allen, Harlan, Lincoln, Waco, Mount Pleasant Junior High, and the 1976 Mount Pleasant High School yearbook. Together, the collection provides an extraordinary snapshot of Henry County as it existed 50 years ago. Not only the significant events and organizations, but also the ordinary objects that defined daily life in 1976. The opening of the time capsule and the unveiling of the contents on Friday, July 3rd, the eve of America's 250th anniversary, served as both a look back at the community that celebrated America's bicentennial and a reminder of how much has changed in the last half a century. Many of the items that once represented modern technology, telephones, two-way radios, printed directories, and vinyl records, have since become artifacts of another era. At the time capsule contents unveiling, community members reminisced about 1976, what they were doing then, and what contents they might find in the time capsule. Joel Gerritsen recalls the bicentennial celebration with his family in 1976.
In 1976, out at our farm, the Gerritsen farm, southeast of Salem, we had a big parade. All the neighbors and cousins and relatives, and we all dressed up in costume. My grandma May dressed up as Barbara Fritchie, and she rode in the back of a truck. She had her flags out, and that was pretty cool. We had some fireworks that weren't exactly legal, but that's just what we did in the country.
And now what are you doing to celebrate 250 years?
Well, I think we're just going to have a quiet picnic out at the farm. Well, we're going to be up here, obviously. And then, not a lot. It's going to be scale back. We're not having a big parade or anything.
D.P. Wilson recalls burying the time capsule during her teaching years at Iowa Wesleyan College.
D.P. Wilson, Dolores Polder Wilson.
In 1976, take me back.
Oh, dear me. There was a parade.
Here in Mount Pleasant.
Here in Mount Pleasant, yeah. And just celebrating with everybody else up around the square.
Fireworks and all the things.
Fireworks and in the evening, you know. And always fireworks. Always loved fireworks, you know.
Well, DP, do you remember? Now, I know the time capsule was buried in November of the bicentennial year, not at Independence Day. Do you remember the burying of this time capsule at all?
Yeah, we came down to the square here and buried it, and it was a little ceremony. And
well, I know there's some Iowa Wesleyan memorabilia.
Thought you were going to be here for this.
You didn't?
No, I'm 86 years old, so
I'm glad you're here, and I know you
never anticipate that, you know. I mean, that's old when you're young. You know,
no.
50 years ago, people are old at that time. But I'm not old. I always tell people I'm just older. I'm not old.
Wiser.
I won't be old until I'm 90, and then when I get to be 90, I'll say that when I'm 100, I'll be old.
And as many kids throughout Henry County, Steve Mendenhall was back to see what his artwork looked like from 1976.
It brings back a lot of memory. I see three people standing right here that were in my class.
Talk to me about the bicentennial for Steve Mendenhall.
Well, I was 10 years old, and so I remember standing here when they were burying it, talking to a couple friends that I was not going to be alive in 50 years. And here I am talking to you, laughing about it. And so I'm looking for what I put in there, because I believe I remember drawing a picture of a lion. And last week I decided I was going to draw a picture of that lion again. So if I found it, and it was that, I'm going to get it tattooed on my body somewhere.
And you're an artist. I mean, you were an artist when you were 10.
50 years ago, yes. So
that's awesome. So how do you feel? Like, what's the feeling?
Well, I see so many of my classmates over here. And I see Stats manufacturing stuff where my dad managed for 35 years, and I grew up with all that. So I see the trophies and the ribbons. I haven't had a chance to get in to look at everything. I'm probably going to come back and do the library later where I have more time. But I see people of my class taking pictures of stuff. So it's relevant.
Memories.
Memories. I'll have more memories when I start getting into this. But I'm looking forward to it. I have for 50 years.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me. What are you going to do? Do you remember how you guys celebrated on the 4th of July in 1976? You were only 10, so you're probably running around.
All I remember was Evel Knievel in his Star-Spangled Banner outfit, and I wanted the Evel Knievel doll that I could jump the motorcycle across the ramps.
No broken arms, though, in 1976 for you?
A little too early for my broken arms. Give me another 4 years, I have plenty of that.
The contents from the 1976 time capsule will be on display at the Mount Pleasant Public Library for viewing in the coming weeks. And soon, August 12th, a new vault donated by the local Mount Pleasant Funeral Homes will serve as another time capsule and be reburied in the same place. Many items from the Henry County Bicentennial Time Capsule will be reburied along with items from 2026. A plaque, donated by Whitney Monument Works, will be placed on the flowerbed under Lady Liberty with directions to be dug up for the tricentennial in 2076. As Henry County celebrates the nation's 250th anniversary, the time capsule offers today's residents an opportunity to reflect on the people, places, and traditions that help shape the community while inspiring a new generation to consider what today's Henry County might leave behind for those who open the next time capsule 50 years from now.